today let's talk about surrender. The way I define surrender is the absolute letting go of the desire or wish for justice or fairness based on the understanding of laws of karma. Abandoning the burden of judgment based on unshakable confidence in the perfect accountability of the laws of nature or laws of karma. We've talked about laws of karma several months ago. I think we spent about a month on discussing laws of karma. What you sow shall you reap, right? If you sow a seed of mango, what you get? You get a mango tree. The tree gives you sweet fruits, the fruit of mango. If you sow seed of lemon, what do you get? A lemon tree, a sour fruit. When you sow a lemon seed, there is no way you're going to get a mango tree. Period. Law of nature, right? You perform a wholesome action, wholesome fruit. Unwholesome action, unwholesome fruit. What we are doing is we are surrendering to the laws of nature, the laws of karma, knowing that there's perfect accountability there, that it's unchangeable, indestructible. So in a way you don't surrender to another authority for judgment.
Right?
Like there are some traditions where they say, I'm not going to worry about justice or fairness, let God handle it. That is not the spirit of surrender. Because surrender is not relative. See? You don't surrender to somebody. See, you don't surrender to an entity or another authority. What are you? If you do that, you're basically shifting the burden of judgment.
Yeah.
So you're really not surrendering. In a way, you are just shifting the ego.
Yeah.
See, you're not eradicating the ego. So the true surrender, and that's why I use the word absolute, the absolute letting go. The true surrender is to the laws of nature.
So, is it?
To the laws of karma. Yeah. Say you have been cheated by your business partner, and you want justice, right? You feel you've been cheated, and I feel most of us have experienced that to some level.
Sure. Right?
We tend to fight for justice. We want fairness, right? But if you use the spirit of surrender, what would you do? You would let the karma handle it. Somebody has cheated you, right? What's going to happen to that person? It's going to pay for the unwholesome deeds that the person has done. Why do we have to fight for it? You know? So
that sounds very passive to me, in the sense that, what about non-action?
Yeah, I'm getting to
that.
When I say non-fighting, doesn't mean no action.
Okay.
It's about laying down the arms. It's about abandoning the desire, the wish for justice and fairness. Doesn't mean no action. So the difference between, for example, Mahatma Gandhi, right? He wasn't fighting the British Army. He was serving the cause of freedom. So the point is to not fight, but to serve a particular cause.
The word strive comes to my mind.
Sure.
Not
yes.
fight, but actually surrendering is a very active phenomenon. And you have to strive even to surrender.
in fact, not just active, but creative. And I'll get to that, you know. How, why Mahatma Gandhi came up with this creativity of non-cooperation? Because it was rooted in surrender. It's a profoundly, profoundly creative approach to freedom movement, right? He says, don't fight the British soldier, you know. Serve the cause of freedom. So it's not obvious, definitely not inaction, but creative action. So going back to this person who cheated you, and then you burn in the fire of anger, you know, justice, and this is not fair, and you judge and you want fairness. It's the common tendency. But if you just bring your attention back to the laws of nature, contemplate on its perfect accountability, you know, mango seed, mango fruit, lemon seed, lemon fruit. Nobody is beyond the law of karma, period. Cause and effect. So if somebody is unfair to you, that person is bound to bear the fruits of those actions, period. So why do we have to fight, you know? Now, that doesn't mean, also surrender doesn't mean having this sense of getting even. Oh, I'm not gonna fight this person, or I'm not going to fight for justice. I'm gonna get even because the karma is going to punish that person. No, that is not the spirit of surrender. Getting even or getting justice is not the spirit of surrender. What happens is when you have that unshakable confidence in the laws of nature that this unwholesome action will bear unwholesome fruit. When you have that unshakable confidence, you realize that, oh, if not today, if not tomorrow, someday, this person is going to suffer. This person is destined for suffering. When you start thinking like that, what arises is compassion. And when compassion arises, it gives rise to forgiveness. You see?
So is there no room for laws and for taking legal action?
You mean, I just told you, serving the cause, but not fighting. There is a very, very popular in our area, Baba Amte, right? He's a philanthropist,
yeah.
And so you should see his approach. There's a lot of corruption in India, so he's not like fighting to some extent. There are some cases, but he's not fighting all the politicians or people who are in power directly.
Mm-hmm.
He's simply serving the cause of non-corruption.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me give you an example too, which way this one goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we had big lawsuits against the tobacco manufacturer.
Right.
For their not emitting mm-hmm. to the health effects of their product. And of course, you know, they won.
Mm-hmm.
The suits against them, they took the money and turned it around into education,
right.
Because it's an addictive substance, and the people who were usually getting addicted were the young people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the after the lawyers were paid, right. After the lawyers were paid, that's where the money was after.
Right. So what I'm saying is,
is that not a just cause?
Yes, it is. But if you fight the companies with hatred or animosity, then you lose the battle right there. Even before going to the court, you have lost the battle.
Right.
The point is, don't fight the tobacco companies out of aversion or anger, but serve the cause of health.
Exactly.
So with that sense of Because those people who are directly involved in creating tobacco products, they will suffer for their actions. The karma will do that. Perfect accountability of action. Doesn't mean you just sit back. You serve the cause of health. Because when you have that kind of thought process, what happens? You are released from tension. You're released from, you don't, it's like anger means what? You simply created some kind of opening for waste of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What happens when you have animosity towards somebody or when you are fighting for cause, for justice? What happens? There's tension, there's stiffness. The mind shuts down. Not much creativity. But serving the cause is openness. Meaning you never fight another being, period. No matter how bad that person is. Simply serve. Have a purpose.
Kind of serve right. The cause and don't get attached to the subject.
Correct, absolutely.
So you do a mindful bhavasu.
You do that's perfect. A mindful bhavasu. And that mindfulness.
Standing outside, kind of watching what you're doing, independent of dark emotions or hatred or any of that stuffness.
But that mindfulness cannot come with mere positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
No, positive thinking is not enough. You need the attitude of surrender. You need the spirit of surrender. So you have, let's say you have a neighbor, a very good friend of yours died because of tobacco.
Okay.
And then you have this anger. Oh, these tobacco companies, they are the cause of this pain. You start thinking about, I must fight for justice. I must get justice to her siblings or her family. Quickly get into touch with that thought of animosity. Let it arise and cease on its own. Don't give it energy. Take your attention, contemplate on the laws of karma. Recollect its perfect accountability. As you do that, as you focus and contemplate on the laws of karma, what happens? The spirit of surrender will arise. See?
I don't know if they teach meditation in the law schools.
I don't think they teach meditation in any sort of school that I've seen.
They teach some of it actually in medical school.
Right.
They do? That's good.
So imagine being a lawyer with having the spirit of surrender.
Mm.
How creative and effective you might become.
He's going to lose customers or clients.
Yeah.
What?
He's going to lose clients, basically.
Yeah.
That would be the best lawyer in the world.
I think,
creative. That would be the person that I would look to because I've never seen anybody do anything really smart when they're angry or self-righteous or wanting to get in and kick butt, so to speak, pardon the expression. But if they'll take that energy and look at it wisely, and thoughtfully, mindfully, they will do a much better job.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why I just said,
not just action, but creative action. Mm-hmm. The first thing that happens when the spirit of surrender arises, the judge, the one who's being judged, and the judgment, all three are abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what is replaced, what replaces that? Peace and carefreeness. How can we go beyond this ordinary and mediocre mindset of fairness, justice, gain, loss? It's a mediocre way of thinking, right? How can we go beyond that and live an extraordinarily virtuous life, which requires surrender, where you completely abandon the burden of judgment, allowing the laws of nature karma to handle that.
And that's actually,
and
go ahead, Sam, I'm sorry.
Become peaceful and carefree. Justice, or even the capital punishment is not a solution.
Mm-hmm.
The only solution is forgiveness. But forgiveness not at the level of thought, but in the spirit of surrender. That's what I'm trying to say. Which means somebody committed a horrible crime. The law of karma will take care of justice.
Mm-hmm.
The person will pay for the deeds, period. Perfect accountability of action. When you start thinking like that, then you know, oh, this person is going to suffer dearly. Compassion will arise. Compassion will give rise to forgiveness. That's when you are freed from the suffering. Because ultimately, what is our aim? It's to be free from suffering.
The notion of kind of that forgiveness is truly something you do for yourself because of your own internal wisdom.
The karma and our spiritual practice is throwing down a challenge at us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are we going to continue to live a mundane, ordinary life, or are we going to pursue excellence? That is the challenge.
Yeah, you were mentioning something about Dalai Lama.
Yeah,
oh,
Dalai Lama,
yeah.
The way he approaches China.
Yeah.
He doesn't
yeah.
call China his enemy.
That's
he calls
right.
China his frenemy.
Yeah.
A friendly enemy.
Yeah.
And there is absolutely no trace of aversion. But is he giving up?
Frenemy. I've never heard him say that.
Yeah.
So that's leadership. That's called living a supramundane life. Great, thank you.